For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Spirit Radio Podcasts.
So what is cooking meals like in your house? Do the kids get involved, or do you kind of think, oh my gosh, how do I motivate them? How did I get them interested in cooking? But not just interested in cooking, but interested in what we're putting into their bodies and what's good for them. Well, you are going to just love this next interview, because this cookbook is just fantastic for kids, for families, and we're going to be hearing all about it with our next guest on the book that he's written. It's called The Kids Kitchen Takeover Cookbook, and that's what it's all about. It's saying, how can we get families to cook together? But also to learn about food. So there's kind of a few parts to it. And the added bonus is, especially one of the stories today in the paper was grocery inflation is up 11%, is that most of the dishes cost under €5. So we have in studio with us to tell us all about it, Oliver McCabe. Oliver, you're ticking a lot of boxes here, I think, for parents listening.
Yeah, good morning, Wendy. How are you?
So tell us why you decided to put this book together in the first place.
Well, I'm a nutritional therapist and health food chef, and I've worked within the independent health food store community for nearly 20 years. And I started kind of working in family business, which was a greengrocer in Dalkey. And it was my mother, actually, who got me into the kitchen from the age of six. Unfortunately, I lost my dad at an early age, at four. So it was to teach me the basic life skills of putting recipes together, easy recipes for myself. And I was blessed to have a greengrocer down below. So it was like a huge food emporium, Aladdin's cave, to go into, to choose fruit and vegetables and put recipes together, soups and stews. And I helped her peel vegetables and helped her stir and adding to a pot and making stocks and brats and et cetera. And batch cooking.
Do you think
cooking.
We've lost that art to a certain extent?
Yeah, I just feel in this world, like TikTok world, everything has, like, there's this fast and speeded up and kind of stressful environment. And I feel the kitchen is the heart of the home, and we shouldn't forget that. And I feel post-COVID, you know, there's very stressful environments. Parents and families are working so hard to make a living, and the cost of living crisis, etc. And I just feel that cooking with your kids and teaching them where, firstly, everything is, utensil-wise and kitchen equipment, and then bringing them to on a food shop is so educational for them. And they begin to trust how to prepare food and the ingredients as well. And they overcome that kind of picky eater syndrome once they gain trust
that
and
was
confidence.
My next question, because I think there's parents listening that I certainly know when I'm real proud of myself, I've made something great from scratch, I don't want to eat that, and it's kind of soul destroying when you put so much effort in. So do you think getting them involved helps them to actually want to eat what they've prepared with you?
Yes, completely, 100 or 200%, yes. And I'm on tour at the moment visiting independent health stores with the book, and I see it in action with kids. We've groups of kids coming, and they help me prepare the recipes. The recipes are very straightforward. I think that's the first part of this, really, to answer your question, is to get a good recipe book, like Kids Kitchen Takeover. Everything is photographed, all the actions and methods are photographed, so it's very straightforward and easy for the child to follow.
Because they are visual, especially when they're young, yeah.
And then it's about, I work with independent health stores. They're fantastic establishment to go and bring your kids, and they learn so much there about whole foods and rice and pasta and even gluten-free grains, millet and quinoa, spices. And nowadays, independent health stores also have fruit and veg produce as well.
Is it something we take for granted, the fact that we actually have quite a lot of these types of shops in Ireland?
We have the highest amount of independent health stores per capita in Europe. So there's actually one in every town and village in Ireland, and they've been there, they're family businesses. They've been there a long time. I'm proud to say that I'm an ambassador for Health Stores Ireland. And there's such a lovely atmosphere and ambience. And they're the heartbeat of the community. They've got a lot of caring staff and professional staff to answer any kids' questions. And that's the thing. A child can go in there with their parents and guardians, and they will learn so much about the food ingredients. And then they trust and they have confidence putting those ingredients together with a recipe. I've seen it for myself on tour. And when they put that together themselves, they will eat it.
Yeah, because they've been part of it. And it's interesting we're having this conversation at this time, Oliver, because there's been a lot in the media recently. I know there was one stat just talking about just the amount of what's called UPFs, ultra-processed foods. Yeah. So that's basically stuff you look in the back of the box and there's ingredients you can't pronounce and there's probably more than five ingredients.
Yeah.
But it's understandable that is happening. I mean, you mentioned at the start that parents in particular, they're under a lot of stress, working hard, all that sort of stuff. How achievable is it to be able to cook with whole foods from scratch for families, do you think?
I think one of the best ways, to be honest, I always say, is have a good blender in the kitchen. It's a great piece of kitchen equipment and device. It's very easy to use for a child. And they can create smoothies for breakfast and for lunch. They can bring it to school with them. They can make smoothies the night before. They can even make hummus in a blender. All these recipes are in the book, by the way. They can make sauces for pastas and rice. They can make soups as well. And I've seen it for myself that a blender, and I bring a blender on tour with me as well, that they just have so much fun creating. And the thing about creating recipes is you can attempt as many times as you want, and that's okay, until it's right for that child. Everyone's an individual. They have their own taste and with their preference as well. And they can make a mess. There's a section in the book
about cleaning up. You kind of have to let go a little bit. My experience of two things. One, just kind of, you know, letting go that it won't be done the way you would do it. It won't be perfect, but it'll be fun and they might eat it, be more likely to eat it. And dealing with the mess is all part of it.
You have to praise and appreciate all the time. The kitchen has to be a warm and welcoming place. It's important parents and guardians are there, even their friends coming together, chatting about the day that they had, the weather, how was school. It's all part of that process of preparing food. And it's a wonderful process. It's important. It's important that kids cook as a life skill, because in the future, they depend on these recipes that they create themselves to bring them through all life's obstacles in the future successfully. That's what it's about. So they don't turn to the UPF foods.
Yeah, it's laying the foundation, isn't it?
It is. It's a base, and it's mindful eating as well. And, you know, and it's very important for the child's well-being and health overall for the future. And that's what Kids Kitchen Takeover is all about.
And what about batch cooking? Is it easy to kind of modify these recipes to cook in bulk?
I think I always say bring the kids on an adventure, on a journey, bring them to the stores to do the shop, bring them home, show them how to prep ingredients. I use dinner knives. I don't use sharp knives in the book. That's how I learned, was blunt knives, which work perfectly. I don't use any kind of awkward vegetables in the book, like butternut squash, because it can be quite tricky to use. It's important that the kids have that foundation, with fruit and vegetables to begin with. They're so colourful. And even starting with spices as well. I had a child there in the UK, and one of the ingredients or recipes in the book is a Coco Loco smoothie named by the maternity hospital Rotunda. They christened it, and it has turmeric in there. And when a child smells turmeric, you know, sometimes, oh, I'm not sure about that.
It's good for their immune systems, though.
Yes, and it's anti-inflammatory. And when you put it into a smoothie with pineapple and banana, they absolutely love it. And it's so good for them. And you're like, happy days. And it's a gorgeous colour as well it brings to a smoothie. And that's what I feel is important with the child, that they benefit so much from these recipes going forward.
Yeah, and of course, they're delicious for everyone in the family. That's the thing. So that's what I think is great about this. I think it's going to encourage people to be cooking together, doing that as a family, but in a way that's realistic. If you've just joined me, I've been talking to Oliver McCabe. His great new book out. It's called The Kids Kitchen Takeover Cookbook. You'll have to let us know now how you get on with the kids taking over the kitchen. I presume people can get it in all good bookstores, Oliver. Where's the best place to get it?
It's on sale at independent health stores in Ireland. And as I said, there's an independent health store in every town and village in Ireland. And
local businesses we should be supporting.
Always. And that's a great foundation for a child. The greengrocer, or the butcher, the fishmonger, the zero waste stores. There's so many independent stores, and sometimes they are forgotten about, and it's important that a child realizes that it's not only the supermarkets out there or shopping online. They learn so much by visiting their local independent stores and so on, shop local.
Yeah,
so,
and as you say, certainly my experience is echoing yours, Oliver, what you're talking about, where the staff there chat to the kids and they're telling them and teaching them, and as many parents will know, they listen to anybody else but you much
yeah.
more.
And all the recipes are under a fiver. I use a lot of the same ingredients throughout, which is really important because the cupboard's empty
yeah,
and the exactly, fridge empty, yeah, so you're not yeah. left with anything.
That's great, Oliver, yeah.
And fantastic. We're going on tour throughout Ireland and the UK, and you can check olivermccabe.ie or viridian-nutrition.com for the tour dates, and there's more dates to follow as well.
So. Fantastic. It's been lovely to have you on Spirit Radio.
Thank
Oliver.
You so much
Thanks
for having
so much
me, Wendy.
For being
Enjoy
with us
the book.
Today.
Thanks for listening to our Spirit Radio podcast. Don't miss out. Subscribe today. Find out how at spiritradio.ie.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.